This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The age of frictionless mobile payments is upon us. Or maybe it's not. Last week, those of you with spiffy new iPhones could have used the spiffy new Apple Pay system to make purchases at your local Rite Aids and CVSs. This week, no Apple Pay for you. Those chains have pulled the plug, saying only that they are still evaluating mobile payment options for their customers. See also, quote, we want a slice of that market, end quote. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson breaks down what it means for each side.
This whole taking Apple Pay and then not taking Apple Pay, Deborah Baxley says it was a really bad move for CVS and Rite Aid. She's a payments consultant with Capgemini.
It's already having an effect because the Twitterverse is exploding with disgruntled Apple Pay customers. So I think these merchants are effectively shooting themselves in the foot.
But she says the impact will likely be more reputational, less bottom line. As for Apple, it might serve to remind them that he who controls the cash register controls the sale, says Mary Monahan, the head of mobile at Javelin Strategy and Research.
Apple Pay doesn't offer loyalty, doesn't give the merchant anything to bring the customer back into the store. So Apple is going to need to add that to really sweeten the pot for these merchants to turn on Apple Pay.
All CVS and Rite Aid will say is that they're still evaluating different mobile payment technologies. They're also a part of the Merchant Customer Exchange, which is developing its own payment system called Currency. So many analysts believe these stores are blocking Apple Pay to wait for that launch in 2015. Bailing Yin researches the mobile industry at the Stanford Institute for Economic Policy Research.
The best thing you can do if you're waiting for your system to come online and be a competitor is to make sure that there is as much hesitation on the part of consumers to adopt that new standard as possible to buy yourself time so that you can actually compete.
She says a bad move for Rite Aid and CVS might be the right move for Currency. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.